this week's AP Religion Roundup. Support from faith-based groups helps stabilize Scouting America. A scout bugler plays during the Retirement of Color ceremony at a troop meeting in Santa Clarita, California. For the Boy Scouts organization, recently renamed Scouting America, the past 12 years have been challenging. The 115-year-old organization is serving far fewer youths than its peak decades ago.
There is a place, we think, for every child in our organization.
Scouting America CEO Roger Krohn says that the faith component remains an integral part of the program.
The duty to God is written in our bylaws. It is a fundamental organizational principle of Scouting America.
Scouting in the United States has experienced a number of milestones and stumbling blocks over the years. In 2013, it opened its programs to gay scouts, and more recently, to girls. In 2013, the United Methodist denomination accounted for almost 350,000 youth members in the Boy Scouts. Today, that figure is less than 53,000. The organization's bankruptcy in 2020 was tied to compensation for thousands of men claiming they were sexually abused as scouts. Also in 2020, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints withdrew more than 400,000 scouts in favor of its own programs. Still, faith-based organizations account for 42% of the nearly 40,000 units operated by chartered organizations. The Catholic Church oversees more than 3,500 troops.
I've had, several friends who, they don't necessarily have a specific religion. It's not that they're one way or the other. But they're open to it, and I'll have conversations with them about their...
Life Scout Michael Tazai is part of a troop organized by a Catholic church.
People who I feel who don't have a specific religion are very curious about, my religion and being Catholic, and they want to know how it works and all these things about it.
Alongside Christian groups, nearly 250 units are sponsored by Muslim, Jewish, and Buddhist organizations. Today, about 1 million youth are involved in the Scouting America program. I'm Walter Ratliff.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.